Well, the Delbert Anderson Trio was just instrumental and, you know, the bass, trumpet, and drums. And DDAT is actually just, you know, an addition of vocalists, Chris, or a.k.a. Defy. Defy is actually his rap name. So, you know, the Delbert Anderson Trio with Defy is known as DDAT. So that's about the only thing that's different. The trio is still composing music, and we just leave some room for Defy to lay out his lyrics, and vice versa. You know, Defy sometimes writes some music, and or writes some lyrics, and then we usually build music around it. So it's sort of a team sort of building when it comes to composition.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about your music. It's acoustic jazz music, and there's also, with the addition of Defy, there's also hip hop beats laid over that. Can you describe it a little bit more than that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, speaking of like genre and style, I would actually think we're more of a funk and hip hop group.
Okay.
You know, and jazz actually, I guess the only component of jazz that we really have is the improvisation that we do. I know that, when I play, it's heavily in the jazz style. But we don't really have any sort of, you know, swing music. Everything's kind of been leading towards, you know, funk and hip-hop beats. And our drummer, Nicholas Lucero, he does very well at just holding down, you know, a simple beat. Although lately we've been getting pretty complicated with sort of different time meters and you know, just sort of... trying to mix up the music differently, but you know, I think all in all, I would definitely say we are somewhere between funk and hip hop. And when Defy lays his lyrics down, we definitely sound like a hip hop band. It's a different sound. It's really hard to describe because I also try to, you know, look around. Well, sort of some of our influences is sort of, you know, like Questlove, the Digable Planets, Jazzmatazz. You know, those are sort of the guys that we are, we listen for inspiration, but we don't sound that way. And so we're kind of on this, you know, new venture trying to figure out who we sound like, what we sound like, and it's actually different. And you know, I'm still composing music that is from Native American, you know, sort of early Native American music. But you know, now I'm simply just you know, getting the scales that they use and composing from that scale, and so it still sounds Native American, yet is infused with funk, jazz, and hip-hop.
Yeah, that's the thing is, when we're done with this interview, I'm going to play a little bit of your music just to talk a little bit, or just to give people a little bit of a taste to about what it's like, because it is really hard to describe. I want to talk about some things. Recently, you guys are starting to get big. The video that you made here at the Sunflower Theater back in 2016 was in the top 10 for NPR's Tiny Desk competition. And also Smithsonian Magazine recently featured you guys in one of their articles. What do you think it is about your music that's catching people's ears?
I really have no idea. But I think it's the mixture and, you know, just the oddity of the instrumentation. We don't have a chordal instrument, so a lot of people have been asking how we've been able to get by with, you know, without a piano or a guitar. I think, you know, the longer we stay together, we're beginning to know each other's abilities really well, and we're beginning to finally learn how to take up space without being overpowering, or, you know, we're starting to actually fill out this new genre that we're coming across. And You know, I believe another, I kind of think some of the components that set us apart is definitely the Native American aspect to it. You know, just the, I know if you were to just hear one of our tunes, you wouldn't think it was from Native American music, but, you know, I think we've sort of not mastered, but starting to get the hang of, you know, mixing these genres together. I think we mix them very well to where anyone can listen to it. You know, for example, one of the shows we played, there was, you know, hipsters in the crowd, really, you know, youngsters, children, and all the way to, like, elders. And they were all, you know, very pleased with the music. And, you know, even though, you know, Defy was rapping, the elders said some of them never used to like hip-hop until they heard us, and vice versa. Some of the younger kids were saying that they like jazz now.
That's really, yeah. That's really interesting, and it brings up a question. Do you think that people have sort of a conception of what Native American music is, and how do you guys think you fit into that?
Well, it's a really tough thing to say. I mean, I think people are just really into our music because, you know, Defy and I are Native American, and you know, it seems like it almost sounds like we're the only two who are really doing stuff that are not so heavily Native American, but more contemporary. And you know, like I was saying earlier, I wouldn't call us like a Native group or a Native band or anything like that, because you know, the inspirations are there from the start, but they are so you know, we are using those inspirations and mixing them very well to where I think a lot of people don't really hear that influence much. You know, but I'm not sure. I wouldn't really I really have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, I guess kind of where I'm going with that is, like, what do you think that says about how you guys are navigating the music scene? As on one side, you have you're definitely Native guys who are playing music, and at the other end, it's different than a lot of what people are sort of categorize as Native music. How do you guys navigate mm-hmm. between those two?
Well, it's you know, it's different. I kind of think as far as our sort of musical road and musical career, a lot of the music we're making is becoming a little more mainstream than a lot of you know, what Native American music gets categorized in. Actually, it's very, you don't see much mainstream Native American artists because they're, you know, they have this they're categorized into this Native music, which is usually, you know, drums and flute. You know, that's kind of the normal take on Native music. You know, we're putting stuff out there that is, you know, hip hop itself is way far from Native music. And, you know, jazz is even more. And just by some reason, Chris is a very good hip hop artist. And, you know, I'm a very good, jazz artist, I like to think. And, you know, Nick, the drummer, and Mike McLuhan, the bass player, they are all, you know, really top musicians. And, you know, Mike McLuhan played in New York for a long time with a bunch of different groups, and he's been doing his own tours with country bands, rock bands, you know, you name it, he's done it all, really. And Nick actually was touring as well with a few jazz masters, like I think it was, I can't remember the saxophone saxophone player's name, but I think Doug Lawrence and Bud Shank, those guys, he actually played drums for those guys while they were touring in Europe and stuff. So he comes from a very heavy jazz background, and you know, for me to meet them in Farmington, out of all places, it's pretty amazing. And so I think all the musicians really, you know, were really committed to our craft and to our instruments, and you know, just because we were serious about it, I think that's what brought us all together. And you know, and yeah, we get along really well. The chemistry between all of us has been amazing. We you know, I'm always hearing of these new bands starting, and then like 2 weeks later they're apart. And but we've been hanging out, we've been you know, staying together for, I think, for the, as far as the trio goes, this is probably our fifth or sixth year together. And DDAT is about, I would say, 3 years old as well, or getting close to be 3 years old.
Yeah.
So we've been actually doing a lot, you know, practicing and just sort of hanging out and cooking out together. And,
yeah. All right, Delbert Anderson, thank you so much for talking with us here on KSJD.
Thank you.